is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
With Juan McCartney is sponsored by J.S. Johnson, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Boost Academy, Ron's Electric Motors, Bank of the Bahamas, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, the Progressive Liberal Party, and Marco's Pizza.
Bahamas, and welcome to the revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name's Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We have quite a bit to discuss today, and most of it will likely center around politics as we are into campaign season at this point. But before we do that, let me first send a shout out to my good cousin, Elaine Sawyer Hutchison. You hyphenated? Or you, it's just Elaine Hutchison now. All right. So let me send a shout. See, you got to, anyway. Happy birthday to my cousin, Elaine, my good cousin. I hope you're having a great birthday. All our love from all of us. And we want you to enjoy to the fullest. And we wish you many, many, many more. All right. Next, let's deal with the COVID-19. It's just Hutchison. Okay. All right. That's fine. Good. Good. I don't, you know what I mean? I don't. You know, you want to keep your own there? I can maybe can keep some stuff from my, you know what I mean? Oh, boy. Okay. Let's deal with the COVID cases. Because we've hit a milestone yesterday where we recorded the most COVID cases in any month so far during the pandemic. Now, you can blame the government if you'd like for certain things about the pandemic, but the fact of the matter is, although some of y'all are cool, right? A lot of y'all are cool. There's a lot of people who just want to do whatever the hell they want to do and don't expect no ramifications from it. You got to be careful. You got to try and curb the spread of COVID. If, like, just because you ain't checking, think of everybody else who can get into the hospital, who having heart attacks. You can, the hotels and the hospitals in Florida are at 85% capacity overall, and many of them in South Florida are full. So if you get in a bad accident and you need to get airlifted, you might not make it. Just you. Y'all who like to drive bad and also like act like Corona ain't a real thing. You get in a car accident, you're in serious trouble, they can't help you here. You're not going to make it to Florida. You gotta practice some sort of discipline in engaging with this disease. I'm not saying shut your life down, but don't act all reckless. I mean, for me, like, I'm not even bringing more than, I know I can't help but do face-to-face interviews if I want to do them the way I want to do them, right? But I'm not trying to interview a bunch of people at one time. We could do some in-person, some Zoom. By the way, leaving, spray out the studio, man, after you leave, will you, for me? And wipe the phone down. I have to wipe all your smudginess off the phone? That's not fair. You have to take this seriously, okay? We've recorded 2,625 cases so far this month. The month is not over. That is the most cases that we have recorded in a single month during the pandemic, so we're going to shoot way past that. Hospitalizations are down because people are dying. You gotta act like you're taking it seriously, all right? Please, social distance, wear your mask properly. Don't get these off-brand masks where they make it for a child and your nose poking out. You're breathing the Rona on people. And you done don't want social distance. Just this morning, my wife, I'm going to tell this story, baby, but I know you say it's don't talk your business, but I'm going to tell it. It's harmless. My wife was in the food store, and she's at the checkout cashier, right? And she's done with her, the items are almost done scanning. She goes to pay. Another dude, right? A dude, like, comes right next to her, starts offloading his stuff right up next to her while she's trying to pay. And you know, with the plexiglass, it's hard to navigate, like, putting your stuff down and paying and everything. You know what I'm saying? She hadn't moved to that side, but dude didn't even wait. He just rolled up on her. Right? And she says she watched him for a minute. She's like, excuse me, sir. Could you wait for me to finish, please? And the cashier says, yeah, we're almost done. Right? And he gets all mad, like, oh, what happened? Why you got moved to the other side and pay and all this stuff like that. And then he just throws his stuff down and walks off. My wife said, we're supposed to be social distancing. Right? Come on. You're supposed to be social distancing. Stop coming up in people's face, talking, breathing all over them, spreading coronavirus. All right? If you can't think of your own circumstance, right? If you're that oblivious. And the food store thing speaks to several issues in this country. One being that many people are poorly socialized and don't know how to act. They just want whatever they want to act however they want, expect no ramifications, repercussions, nothing, right? It's called antisocial personality disorder. Many here seem to suffer from it. If not just for you, right? If not just you can consider you and your family and your own circumstances, if you just don't give a damn, do me a favor. Do it for me, will you? We have the Minister of Education saying that they're going to recommend that virtual learning continues until the surge goes down. He said they're going to examine it on a week-by-week basis. All right? And I get it. In terms of you don't want to endanger the teachers or whatever like this and the staff and the kids too. Although the kids don't get very sick from it unless they're usually have comorbidities or something like this. But I get it. All right. I would appreciate if we go back to in-person learning for the developmental years, right? Virtual learning is a strain on children. Or let me speak for just myself and my children and everyone I know who has children who's virtual learning. It's been incredibly difficult. And you have kids at the developmental stage who are losing interest in learning because they don't want to learn on computer. We have problems now because many people have an issue with childcare. All right. Now, I know school's not your babysitter, but we've planned our lives around the fact that we work and our kids go to school. We built a society around it, a planet, right? So we want to get the kids back in school. And unfortunately, you know, the private schools are taking the key from the ministry without even, I guess, asking a lot of them to have certain grades go back. I don't know why they can't figure out how they can't do that safely, but, you know, whatever. And so the kids now are home. My wife, it's going to be a strain on her, but fortunately she works from home. Many people can't do that. They have to have someone watch their children. Unless you leave your children by yourself, in which case, if they're not over the age of 12, you should not have any more children. So we have a problem, all right? I want you guys to take coronavirus seriously, please. Pretty please. For me. All right. You want to talk politics? That's fine. Let's do it. Wait. Let me read some text. Juan, I'm trying to figure out if the PLP losing their heads. I read The Guardian. How the hell can you ask for quarantine people to be allowed to vote? They're trying to put us, the workers of the parliamentary department and voters in danger. Where's the discipline? Wow. Listen, I'm not with that, okay? If you in quarantine, stay in quarantine. You vote next lap. Yes? Now, you're being quarantined for 2 weeks, right? Or it's 10 days. So the election in for another 23 days, so you'll be out of quarantine. Chill. Chill. Try to reduce your contact with people. How many people are even in quarantine, do we know? Does anyone know? Are we just saying that and it's not really happening? One of my neighbors was in quarantine. They didn't have it, but they were in contact and they were in quarantine. And they followed it because they're nice people. Says the vaccine is the culprit. Ever since the vaccine, it was spreading like wildfire. People are being careful. We have been duped. Well, you know, that doesn't make any sense. All right. Now, what you could say is that the message from your beloved CDC and people here and the government here that, oh, you vaccinated? Continue. Carry on smartly. No problem. Everything's back to... That could have been a problem and contributed to the spread, certainly. But the vaccine ain't spreading the virus. It says, yes, they do that in the food store. I had to tell customers that twice in Super Value. Move back off the register until I'm done. Like, why you gotta be up on me? You think the process can go any faster because you put all your stuff down? It says, I've resorted to even asking the packing persons if they're vaccinated. If not, I'll pack my own groceries. Well, they can still spread it if they're vaccinated. But the transmissibility, well, for the Delta, no. Good afternoon. Thank you, Juan, for the food store story. I've had the same experience numerous times. It is annoying. Says she should look at him and start coughing. That would be funny, but my wife's not an insane person who resorts to trickery and try to, you know, let's use our words. Use your words. So I got my vax today, Juan. Very professional and quick process, and I was a vax hesitant person. In my opinion, a lot of us and the government got too lax in April, May after that January surge. Vax was the only answer, and we just waited on the jab. Israel had said vaccine by itself is not enough. They are the best case study around for efficacy. Yeah, Dwayne Sands saying you're gonna need booster shots. Sands said he took AstraZeneca both doses and Pfizer both doses. If I was him, I probably would have done the same. He inside the COVID vibe. Although he has resigned his position as a consultant physician at PMH, which is unfortunate, and which is stupid, right? Not stupid of Dwayne Sands. He didn't have a choice. The rule is stupid. You can be a civil servant and still execute your duties if you're running in an election. You don't necessarily need to be campaigning on the job and putting out paraphernalia and party stuff. That's against the rules. But it's a stupid rule. All right? We need people to continue on in their roles and go from there. Juan, I'm texting from the U.S. Can you confirm if you've received these texts, please? Yeah, got it. It says, the irony is that those not going to school are now going to go to group homes that are not monitored or regulated. Also, there's no contact tracing. My good friend tested positive and was in contact with 10 people. The government didn't contact any of them. I wonder what's going on with that.
It says, people have options. We have a lot of crisis going on. The effects economically and socially for Hurricane Dorian, the COVID-19 pandemic, which is here to kill, and an election period, a lot. We as a people have to understand that we must at all costs protect ourselves and family, and also realize that we live in a global community, not a bubble. The vaccine is an option. The scare and fear tactics out there all over social media has caused damage and unfortunately led to the death of many who feared an option. Please be wise. Question one, why are we calling the new COVID cases in the Bahamas Delta? Where, except for CNN, are we getting specific scientific information that what we have is a variant and Delta specifically as opposed to another variant? We don't have specific information. We're going off of the doctors. I'm not going, hey, this, he got Delta and looking at you. Just me, right? The doctors are saying the way the patients are presenting, the way their symptoms are coming across, the way they're responding to treatment is the way that those who are suffering from the Delta variant in the U.S. and other places are presenting and responding. Therefore, they're scientists, they're deducing that these people likely have the Delta variant of COVID-19. It says, Bahamians don't know what personal space is. Come to South Florida and stand too close, they'll be ready to fight. Good day one, two straight F&M, F&M. Yeah, we can talk about that right now. Right now. Okay. Now, we got an advance poll coming up on September 9th. Okay? Acting Parliamentary Commissioner Lovato Duncanson said 30,000 people are eligible to vote in the advance poll. It's going to be held on September 9th, a week before the general election. All right? Here's who can participate. Bahamians living abroad. It's a typo in this story. It's too late. Can't pull it back now. Bahamians living abroad may apply with a Form J to vote in the advance poll. Voters who can apply to vote in the advance poll with a Form K include disabled voters, voters 65 and older, voters who will likely be in a hospital, nursing home, home for the aged, or any other institution receiving treatment on election day, individuals with illness, infirmity, including people who are pregnant or have recently given birth, nominated candidates and their spouses, election agents, and people not qualified to register as an overseas voter who expect to be overseas on election day. Voters may apply for the advance poll in person at an application center, overseas in an embassy, or virtually on the website elections.gov.bs. The application deadline is September 4th, which is, what day is that? September 4th is a Saturday? Saturday. Duncanson said the Parliamentary Registration Department will do all it can to avoid the confusion that marred the 2017 advance poll, despite there being 10 times more people eligible to vote during this poll than the previous one. Listen, Papa, I was there, right, at the 2017 advance poll. It was a nightmare. Right? It was not conducted well. There was hours and hours and hours. Some people had 5-6 hours to cast the ballot. In the blazing sun, people were falling out, flopping out. One PLP lady fell out. Dwayne Sands had to help her. And that was one location, and you didn't have all these people eligible to vote. There's 10 times more people eligible to vote. Duncanson said, we're aware that during the 2017 advance poll, there was some limited amount of locations available for persons to vote. Today, to mitigate against such limitations, we have expanded the possibilities to 10 locations on the island of New Providence and 4 locations on the island of Grand Bahama. Okay, that's good. That's good. On New Providence, voters in Fort Charlotte and Garden Hills will vote at H.O. Nash Junior High. Voters in Baines and Grantstown and Centerville constituencies will vote at C.R. Walker Senior High School. Voters in the Elizabeth, St. Anne's, and Yamacraw constituencies will vote at Doris Johnson Senior High School. Voters in the Fox Hill, Freetown, and Marathon constituencies will vote at C.I. Gibson Senior High School. Voters in Englishton, Mount Moriah, and St. Barnabas will vote at Government High School. Voters in Nassau Village, Pinewood, and Seabreeze will vote at Sadie Curtis Primary School. Voters in Golden Isles and Tall Pines will vote at Garvin Tynes Primary School. Voters in Bamboo Town, South Beach will vote at C.V. Bethel. Voters in Carmichael, Golden Gates, and Southern Shores will vote at Anatole Rogers. Voters in the Killarney constituency will vote at Gambier Primary. On Grand Bahama, voters in Central and East Grand Bahama will vote at St. George's High School. Voters in Marco City go to Jack Hayward High School. Voters in West Grand Bahama and Bimini will vote at 8 Mile Rock High School. How the hell are the people in Bimini going to vote at 8 Mile Rock High School? How that going to work? You got to catch a boaty or fly. Anyway, Bimini, y'all ain't gonna get to vote in advance poll, all right? This says, Bahamians abroad will also be able to vote in the advance poll from Washington, D.C., Miami, Atlanta, and New York in the U.S., London in the U.K., Ottawa, Canada, Bridgetown, Barbados, Kingston, Jamaica, Port of Spain, Trinidad. Now, that seems... like, that's not a lot for the UK. UK is a big place. There's a lot of Bahamians over there. Y'all should put something in, let them vote in Brussels, too. You got a thing in Brussels? Because you ain't one. If you in France, you could make it to Brussels. Hell, if you in Amsterdam, you could make it to Brussels. But I guess maybe they figure, like, I don't know. There are 194,547 people on the register, including 134,479 New Providence residents. That figure is subject to change as the purging of the register continues. So they're taking the people off who died and all this XYZ. You can't shift no constituency no more. You could maybe shift the polling division? I don't know. No, I don't think you can shift that either. But again, like I was saying yesterday, I don't think it matters. I think you could go, and even if you vote on the provisional ballot, you still vote. So there's no provision for quarantine voters. Yeah, PLP, I don't know. This seems like y'all just saying stuff to say stuff. How are people in quarantine going to vote in the event? What are you saying? You want a special location for them to gather now? And that doesn't make any sense to me. How are people in quarantine? If they're in quarantine, they got to stay in quarantine. There's no way to do it. There's no parliament. So you can't amend the Parliamentary Elections Act. So it's a moot point. Only way you can do it is break quarantine. Now, who's monitoring them? What happened to Hubcat and all this? And remember they was going to track people? Anyway. It says, good afternoon, McCartney. I believe this election is going to be a total mess. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man. I'm not very confident that it's going to run smoothly, but we will see. It says, now is a good time to implement government-funded boarding schools. Okay. Great show as usual, Juan. We're paying the same price for school fee and our kids doing virtual learning. We're getting pimped. Yeah, listen, I'm trying to put a positive spin on it, right? I'm trying to put a positive spin on it. When I was renovating, I added a room onto my house. And after a few weeks, you know, I started getting a lot of tension from a certain person, right? And I kept saying, let's try to put a positive spin on it. Let's look at the outcome of it. Let's look at the other side of it, right? The other side, we're going to have a beautiful new room, right? So I'm looking at the other side of virtual learning is that, okay, we're going to go through this for a couple of weeks. We're going to try to make sure and, you know, get the kids outside. They could get some interaction. We're going to see if we can organize some, you know, interaction with the other kids somehow on a limited basis. And it's going to be hopefully for a few weeks, and then we'll be back in school. It says, one, we take all kind of diet pills and all kind of medicine and other people medicine. We don't know what's really in them, so just take the vaccine, please. It says, CDC approval means nothing. Nothing. It doesn't matter to us on the ground because we keep making asinine decisions to our detriment. Can you believe that our grand plan to avoid a super spreader election is to allow 30,000 of the most vulnerable strangers to congregate before we ask the remaining 160,000 registered strangers to vote, from mandates of not more than 5 family members in your house to 30,000 strangers? Brilliant. I'm voting. I'm not eligible to vote in the advance poll. But don't you think the people covering the election in the media should be able to go vote in the advance poll? Because we're working all day, so I got to go vote, and I got to go vote for 12 hours and somewhere at, where's my polling division? I think St. Anne's School. Good day, one. Does the Constitution have a provision in it for a former PM and dissolved House to be in charge as the competent authority? Yeah. This Article 21 that allows for a state of emergency. Says, Juan, you're a clown, not the people flopping out. You're killing me. They was flopping out. Straight up. That sun hit you. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Come on. I don't know why we can't vote electronically. A. I think you should be able to vote online. There's got to be some way to secure. If you could put your credit card online information and do transactions of that nature online and they're secure, there's got to be a way to vote online. Hey, Juan, telling Levin to clean up after himself should not be done on air. Thanks. Okay, when you get your show, you not talk to Levin. I'll do what I as I please. Thanks for the input. Juan, last election, 20,000 people didn't vote. I got to check that. I'm not sure that's accurate. I'll check that, though. McCartney, the people who are in quarantine could vote electronically. How? There's no way to do that. There's no provision in law for that. None exists. And none can exist because the House is dissolved. You could not do it for this election. Think the new government will do mandatory vaccines? I don't think so. When I see Adrian White saying on Facebook, vote for me, my thoughts are why? Publish the plans. You tell me what's wrong with the constituency rather than ask me, by the way, did you find any party's manifesto? No. This is when I went to rfnm.org. The site says coming soon. Didn't they have the insider info on the election date? How can you say your website is coming soon? Yeah, they need to get the FNM website up. I agree. Because I'm looking for the new manifesto. I want to analyze it. And the PLP say they're doing their blueprint for change vibe on Friday night. So we're going to look at that when we can, too. Let's go to a break, and then we'll be back on the other side.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
You've tried everything. Aces with your mother's cousin's sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bf.
Protection for your money guaranteed with DIC.
The PLP is hosting an economic summit where financial experts and business leaders share ideas and plans for transforming the Bahamian economy. Speakers will discuss the PLP's economic plan, a new blueprint to create a Bahamian economy that works for everyone. Discussions include opportunities in high tech, renewable energy, and training for entrepreneurs. Go to PLPEconomicSummit.com and learn how you can be part of a new Bahamian economy.
This has been a paid political announcement by the PLP.
Summer is heating up, and Burger King Nassau is bringing the flavor. Introducing our all-new take on a classic chicken sandwich, the Barbecue Swiss Crispy King. Our new sandwich is full of smoky and tangy flavor and features our crispy chicken patty with tangy chipotle sauce, onion rings, bacon, Swiss cheese, lettuce, and tomato, plus a smoky barbecue sauce on a soft potato bun. The new Barbecue Swiss Crispy King chicken sandwich with fries and a Pepsi is a summer treat you will love to eat, but only available for a limited time, and only at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Many people wonder, what makes Boost Academy unique? Maybe it's our 8-to-1 student-staff ratio, the emphasis we place on student individuality, our focus on numeracy, literacy, and creating better citizens by sharpening students' critical thinking skills. One of our many talented teachers, program facilitators, and mentors. Or just maybe it is our commitment to taking full responsibility for your child's education, no hidden fees or costs. Regardless of what it is, let us help your child reach their full potential. Boost Academy is currently enrolling students of grades 4 through 12. Visit www.boostbahamas.com to apply now.
It's summertime. The temperature is rising, the beach is calling, and the bills are piling up. You need relief. Let BOB make your summer as sweet as Eleuthera's finest pineapples with the lowest consumer loan rates in the country. Consolidate debt to reduce your monthly payments, secure funds for school fees and home repairs, or save big by switching to a BOB mortgage. Sweet relief is here. Apply today at BOB, your bank of solutions. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. Speaking of Adrian White, I would like to know his plans for the constituency, but I'll be pretty honest, and I'm speaking from a purely selfish point of view. Like, the only thing I care about at this point is that is in this constituency is that they pave Village Road, or is pave? Pave's not even a strong enough word. Like, redo Village Road, like the road project that Ingram did. That type of action needs to happen on Village Road. It says quarantine voters should be able to vote online. Yeah, should be. Good afternoon, Juan. I'll be traveling to Florida on September 3rd. If the deadline is September 4th, do I have to complete the form and submit it before I travel on September 3rd? And what date would I have to go to the Bahamian Embassy in Miami to vote? Is it the 9th or the 16th? It's the 9th. If you're abroad, you're eligible to vote in the advance poll. That's taking place on the 9th. Yeah, you need to apply. If you're leaving, I would apply before I leave. Where are you? I would apply now. Where are you? All right. It says, why are people still traveling to Florida? I don't know. Maybe they got some urgent business there. I don't know. On the other side of the break, we're going to be talking with Boost Academy for a few minutes about what's going on with them, and we'll continue our discussions. Hey, Juan, I don't think the PM should have called election September 16th. We have too many COVID-19 cases at this time. The cases will only go during elections. He should have waited until the cases went down. It's an inopportune time to call an election. There's no doubt about that. But the fact remains that there is going to be an election. They're proposing a bill in the USA to not allow anyone into the USA without a vaccine. I could see that. I could see that that's where that's going. It says, voting online, you looking for Russian interference? Yeah, the Russians are deeply concerned about to what transpires in Bahamian elections. Do we even have a Russian consulate? Or is there like a regional one, like the one in Cuba? If you see the Russian embassy in Cuba, you would think that people from outer space built, it's massive. It's like almost a city block building. Well, I bet you'll clean up after himself now. No, he leaves the phone all smudgy, but he usually will spray, and I'm just saying spray. Ain't no shade to him, just spray. He knows that. I'll tell him that when I see him. Good day, Juan McCartney. If Bahamians lived in boathouses on the sea, would we be COVID-19 virus-free in the Bahamas? What are the doctors saying about this? What are the scientific reports of health safety in boathouses? Would say you, sir, from Grand Bahama, we're listening today. We're all going to live on separate boats. I guess that would curb the spread, sure. One, has anyone thought or realized that COVID has been found in animals? It is documented, so maybe, just maybe, while we love animals, maybe we should be careful of how personal we are with them during this time of COVID. Okay? Good afternoon and welcome back, Mr. McCartney. As professions, it should not be assumed that the Delta variant is in the Bahamas. Should the designated personnel get accurate testing done to inform citizens? Yeah, they're doing testing. They tell me they're doing testing. It says Village Road will be paved before the end of the year. From your lips to God's ears and Desmond Bannister's. Says they're still traveling because life goes on. Yep. Life does go on. Who was that shouting in the hallway? Empress? I can hear her through the wall. Tell her that is how loudly she is speaking. One, the election legislation seems rigid and doesn't anticipate states of emergencies. Is there allowance for voting over several days instead of one main day? No. Did we as a country anticipate the effects of the emergency orders on the electoral process over the last 18 months? I don't know. Good afternoon. Voting online may be a good idea, but in my opinion, before that happens, online schooling should be successful first. It ain't gonna be. That, I can tell you. It says, can you ask Boost Academy if their students are required to take the BJC, BGCSE exams? Please. I will. This says, great show as usual. The PLP slogan is, it's a new day. Sounds just like what Columbus told the Arawaks, it's a new day. The PLP's slogan is fine, but these ads the PLP's doing, they are excellent. Like, production-wise, they are top-notch. I think these are the best campaign ads I've seen in Bahamian elections, right? Particularly with the technology that's advanced since the last few elections. I gotta give them that. The video ads, I gotta give them that. And their stuff looks clean. The posters, the stuff. F&M stuff is good. Although there was one weird picture of Desmond Bannister in the Prime Minister. I don't think they should have put out there. But yeah. PLB's got some slick stuff. I'll give him that. Says, good afternoon, Juan. You did the right thing. Telling us to clean up after you finish your show. Don't let that caller make you feel guilty. Great show as usual. I don't feel bad at all. Did you tell her? What'd she say? She was just passing by. Very, very loudly passing by. Juan, I just saw a video where Brave is challenging Minutes to a public debate. Juan, what you think? I bet you Minutes would never show up. There will be no Q&A for him. First of all, you know the Prime Minister ain't coming to debate you. You know that ain't going to happen. But let me read what he said. Hold on. You know that. Now, if you said, I thought dogs were safe with COVID-19. I don't know. He says, no, we don't have a Russian embassy because I needed a document translated from Russian to English. Wow. Hold on, let me find the Brave Davis thing. Let me quickly before we have to go. This says, debate challenge to PM Hubert Minnis from Brave Davis. It says, when he called the snap election last week, the Prime Minister said that the country needs to choose which leader it believes can lead us out of the present crises. I agree, we need a reset. And so today I have written to Hubert Minnis challenging him to a public debate. Elections are all about choice. And to make an informed choice, voters need to shine a spotlight on those who seek to represent them. They need to scrutinize closely the solutions being proposed, and they need to have faith that the promises made will be kept. So let's have a debate. Around the world, debates are considered an essential component of a healthy democracy. And so I say to the Prime Minister, let's put the choice squarely in front of the Bahamian people. Come and debate me. Let's answer the tough questions. Show up and put your track record and your plans before the Bahamian people. I will gladly do the same. The clock is ticking fast toward election day, so we must move quickly. Let's make the choice real. Prime Minister, I'm confident the Bahamian people are ready for a new day. Are you? He's not doing that, all right? You know he's not interested in it because he didn't do it last time. He hasn't done it. He didn't. The F&M, period, didn't participate in the national debate that UB had put on. So, you know he's not doing it. And I guess it's probably a shrewd political move to do that when you know particularly he won't do it. Not that I think that, you know. Because you now have a talking point where you say, well, he's afraid to debate me. Right? I issued a challenge and he's afraid to debate me. And so there's that. But you know it's not going to happen. You know that. All right? And who's supposed to do it is my question. Is the PLP going to organize the debate? Who's putting it on? Regarding the opposition leader's previous and continued fixation on the Prime Minister to ring the bell for early elections, a call he seemed to have been making since 4 years ago, May 2017, now that his wish has been granted and the bell has been rung, I think he should have been careful when he was calling for, I predict, in about 3 weeks after next election, after the PLP loses, he'll be discarded by his party. The PLP is party leader, and many PLPs will get their choice and desire when Chester Cooper becomes PLP party leader and opposition leader. We'll see. We'll know in 24 days, hopefully, if there's not too many shenanigans and election court challenges. We got to go to news. So we'll be back on the other side. We'll be talking to Boost Academy for a while, and then we'll continue. I still got some more stuff I wanted to talk about. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio. Just a couple of minutes, we'll be speaking with the Boost Academy. I think they're lining that up now. Meantime, we got a number of text messages to go through. And we have a caller on the line as well. Good afternoon. Welcome to The Revolution.
Good afternoon, Mr.
McCarthy. Hey, how's it going?
Welcome back.
Thank you.
This is your dolphin buddy.
Oh, hey, good to hear from you, man.
I hope you had fun.
I certainly did, yes.
Oh, that's wonderful, man. Mm-hmm. That's great. I don't know what we could do with this, with your line-in situation. A lot of people can't even get online on the computers and everything else and all that.
Yeah.
How we could do that?
It's rough, you know, because also the schools... the ministry, like, they just assume you have some sort of excellent internet connection that won't go down, that BPL won't go down for hours at a time, and the kids won't be like, it's a mess. I mean, I get that they're saying there's out of abundance of caution, but it's not going to go well.
That hybrid system that we used last semester was very excellent.
Yeah, I would even do that.
That's excellent because you only have so much here in them.
Right.
In front of you at a certain time, and you could separate them.
Right.
But, you know, this here in them to stand off the camera when you're teaching.
Yep.
Go to sleep and do whatever they want to do. Now that their parents are working then, which you didn't get, end up happening. And their parents wasn't working then.
Right. You're exactly
right. You know, We really need to think out of the box right now.
I agree. I think the hybrid system is a viable, good idea that should be explored. I agree. Totally.
Okay. Yeah, but it's nice to hear you use any bets this year.
This year, no. I'm waiting because we got a new quarterback. So I'm trying to see how it go.
Johnny Walker Blue?
No. It's a little rich for my blood. We'll see how it goes, though. Thanks for calling me, brother.
Yeah.
All right, take care. We got Boost yet, or we're waiting? We got Boost? All right. We're speaking with Boost Academy. Good afternoon, Boost Academy. Who am I speaking with? Char Hansen?
Yes, this is Charlene Hansen.
Hi.
Just me today, actually.
Awesome. So, what is going on with Boost Academy? How's Boost navigating... this virtual learning and this COVID wave, how's it doing? Last time, it was very difficult to get through the virtual learning, and then Boost did a lot of work to get their campus up to speed to where they had protections in place, and we talked about that. And you also had graduation service, but you had social distancing. I was there. So how are you dealing with it this go around?
So definitely The pandemic has been a learning curve for everyone, and we're always willing to learn from experiences and adapt. So we're all about figuring out what our clients want, what our students need, and moving forward from there. So what we basically heard is that the hybrid system was not the ideal. So pretty much we did have some students who flourished in the exclusively online environment, whereas we had more who had more challenges. So for the most part, it seems that our parents are looking forward to having their children back in the classroom. But for those who are still not comfortable, what we've done, rather than trying to do the hybrid system where the teacher is trying to balance kids in front of them in the classroom and then juggle the kids who are online and feeling like their attention is divided, and then you end up nobody's getting everything that they need at that point. What we decided to do is just adopt a virtual program for those who choose to stay home and work from home, and we reduced the cost for that. So for parents who are choosing exclusively virtual for the year, they will still have access to teachers and tutors and all of our extra after school support classes like the SAT, BGCSE, BJC, homework help, and so forth online. But basically they have some recorded lessons and they'll kind of just keep up with what the students are doing in class, but slightly more independently. And then they'll have their check-in times with their teachers and tutors to make sure that they can go over anything that they didn't quite understand by watching the lessons and doing the assessments.
Excellent. So it's all virtual, or is there an in-person option?
So that's just for those who choose the exclusively virtual, but otherwise we're forging ahead. We had a good track record last year for having excellent COVID safety measures in place. We've been in consultation with leading healthcare professionals to make sure that they're comfortable with the protocols that we're following. And we're just going to continue to do what we were already doing, which was working before this announcement the other day. So that's the game plan. We're trying to forge ahead and be optimistic that the Ministry of Education will see that we're doing everything we need to do, and that ultimately, if you have small class sizes already, you're following the protocols, why not just let children go to school rather than taking a dozen kids and putting them in a church hall for virtual supervision?
Right.
Or so forth. I mean, it's parents need somewhere for their kids to go, and they want their children to learn. So it makes no sense if you're closing schools, but then allowing children to huddle up somewhere else that
right.
might actually be less safe because it's kind of under the radar.
At a community Whereas center, yeah.
My feeling is that the COVID patrol, you know, if they want to pull up to our front door on any given day and do an inspection and come in and say, let's see our protocols, they're welcome to check us out anytime and make sure and
right.
and call it a day, you know?
I'm very concerned about the developmental challenges with kids and them meeting their milestones and them actually performing well during this period, because, well, my son, for instance, is going in grade 3, and that's when they take the GLAT. And I'm very concerned that his performance may not be what it should be because he's not able to get that sort of in-person communication that's going to guide them through it.
Particularly with the younger students, yeah. I don't know a single educator right now who is not concerned about the gaps in children's education. And while on one hand, you know, we say we're all in this together and everyone around the world is experiencing the same challenges, so we can't expect children to be where they used to be. On the flip side, all of the standardized exams and all of the, you know, the main educational institutions are still looking for that same benchmark as
Correct.
They always have.
Correct.
So it's, we know that there are challenges And so we either address them head on, or we say, hey, you know, it's actually not reasonable to expect that children would know XYZ at this point.
And that's my problem. Like, they really are expecting the children to have the same result. And when they don't, they're kind of looking at you like, why aren't you getting them to where they need to be? But it's like, the school isn't doing its part. I'm a parent. I'm willing to do my part. But if the school's not doing its part, then that's a problem. And they're charging you the same school fees. So what grades does Boost go from again?
So Boost is from grades 4 through 12.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Excellent. And when are you planning on opening?
Our first day back is September 6th, mm-hmm. if all goes well. And we actually have a parent meeting this evening at 6:30. So we've been in communication with parents. We're hoping to see a lot of them tonight to kind of just get a pulse on everybody's thoughts, what they feel they need from us to be confident that they're ready to send their students back, their children back to school, and you know, just make sure we're all on one accord.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm hopeful that you will get your approval from the Ministry of Education. Tell our listeners how they can contact you to find out more information about Boost.
So whether you're interested in person or exclusively virtual, you can check us out at www.boostbahamas.com. There's all the information you need right there. Apply now, or you can just contact us at info@boostbahamas.com for more information. And that would be the best way to reach out. Find us also on social media, Facebook, Instagram. We're Boost Educational Services, or just Boost Bahamas.
Excellent. Now, someone has asked me to ask you if your students are still to take the BJC and BGCSE exams.
We've actually never made that a requirement because mm-hmm. we actually have a slightly different system. We have our high school students graduate with a US-based diploma. So BJC and BGCSE is not a requirement. However, we do work with students to prepare for those exams should they choose.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks so much, Charlene Hansen. I appreciate it. Best of luck to you. And I'm hoping that the kids do get back in school. And I know I can vouch for Boost. It's solid. If you're interested in sending your kids there, it's something you should seriously think about and talk to Char about. All right. And thanks a million.
And thank you.
You have a great day.
Take care.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. That was Charlene Hansen with Boost Academy. We're going to talk more about, not today really, but we're going to talk more about the whole school thing. And again, I'm trying to put a good face on it, but it's... I'm saddened that after 18 months... we haven't figured this thing out. Like, I'd love to be in the position where the people in Florida are, where they're freaking out over mask mandates and all this stuff. But they're reopening schools across the United States because they realize it's so important for the kids. Because we risk having this generation be the first generation whose education level is not better than the generation before. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We got some more stuff to go through with the election. Stay tuned.
It's never easy to witness nature's wrath. One single named path of destruction over the course of a few hours, sometimes minutes, sometimes seconds, can change your life forever. When a hurricane strikes, be prepared. Let the insurance professionals at J.S. Johnson protect you, your property, and the ones you love. Be prepared. Visit the insurance experts at jsjohnson.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers. giving you peace of mind.
Jamal, you just sitting there drinking coconut water and smiling. Do you realize the children's school fees are due?
Yep.
And you know we gotta fix this roof, right?
Uh-huh.
And the house insurance is due again.
No problem.
No problem? How are it all?
Honey, relax. I went to BOB. It's all taken care of.
Apply today for a BOB consumer loan or switch and save on your mortgage with BOB. Your bank of solutions. Terms and conditions apply.
It's a hot primo summer, and Marco's Pizza is bringing you the heat all summer long with our fresh dough, three cheeses, and signature sauce. Enjoy our sizzling summer deal that includes one large shoe-topping pizza, 1 liter Coke product, and a free cheesy bread. Yes, you heard it correctly. It's free, all just for $21. Have a primo summer at one of our Marco's stores today. Every store, every day, the Italian way.
Yeah. Aftermath of Hurricane Dorian, this government was nowhere to be seen.
Your aid is coming from the U.S. What are you getting from the Bahamian government?
Nothing at all.
Survivors questioned if help from the government would ever arrive.
As relief supplies are now finally arriving, volunteers complain about Bahamian government red tape.
At this point in time, we are on our own, and our government officials, please come down here and show your faces.
When they were needed most, this government was nowhere to be found.
This has been a paid political announcement by the PLP.
At Ron's Electric Motors, they repair and rewind all major brands of electric motors, including water pumps, generators, and generators back end, welding machines, electric lifts, air compressors, battery chargers, and more. They're equipped to handle up to 850 kilowatts and rewind up to 450 horsepower motors. They're conveniently located on the corner of Wolf and Clarence Roads and are open weekdays 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays till noon. They offer 24 hours emergency assistance. You can reach them at 242-356-0249.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. I'm Warren McCartney. Thanks so much for sticking with us. The tax line is 422-4796. You want to call, the phone line is 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259. We're talking election. Get used to it. You're one of these people, oh, I don't like election. I don't want to talk about election. It's going to be election more often than not for the next 3 weeks. So you're going to just have to buckle up or, you know, if you don't like talking politics, I don't know what to tell you. This ain't the show for you. I'm not alone. It says, Juan, did you see the Facebook ad attacking talk show host? I'm surprised you weren't in there. I did see that. I saw that today. And it's really sad. Why are you doing that? Why are you trying to besmirch all these people? You know, especially Clinton. Then you throw the thing in there about Clinton donuts. Like, you're trying to fat shame him? That's what you did to me. It's ridiculous. Right? And Clint's solid. All right? And my wife was watching it with me. And she said, well, at least you're not in there. I said, yet. I expect the lies to come. I'm shocked they haven't come yet. We got a call online. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Warren, how you doing, my brother?
I'm good. How's it going?
I'm fine, man. You know, sometimes you see make another sense, right? And I dare see with my beaming people. You see, I'm a patriot, man. I'm a real beaming. Mm-hmm. You know, luckily, they probably get everybody going stupid and crazy, man. You know, because like the caller before me said a while ago, which of it doesn't make any sense. I just been in the city every day. People ain't got no light, they ain't got no tablet, they ain't got nothing. You know what I'm saying? Well, yeah. I believe in education. I believe in education from that time. It ain't gonna work. It ain't gonna work. How that supposed to work?
It ain't. I don't think it will.
Huh? Being a long time, how can do in a whole 2 years? How, that 2 years. Now, there's some children that get that graduate now. Now, how is it supposed to work, though? I'm thinking, well, how is it supposed to work?
I don't think it will.
Huh? Go ahead.
I don't think it will.
Everybody needs to also call the world, but politics, but it might be here. They have a focus right now. We got a successful country. We need to allow successful people. We got a lot of unique people that ain't going to fight to live. Homeless people, they're behemoths. We take care of other people. It's our country. Because it's not broke. We got all these black men by being in millionaires. Got all kind of money sending people, man. You can tell these money here.
Yeah.
They want to get hard right now, right? Because I don't want to cuss, man. Because sometimes, you know, I
don't
cuss,
do that.
Man.
Don't cuss. I understand. He makes a very valid point. I didn't want to dwell on the virtual learning things. Like I said, I'm going to try to make the most of it. A lot of people are going to be screwed. But, you know, Jeff said that they're not insensitive to the childcare needs. And so we're just going to have to weather it for a couple of weeks. Hopefully only a couple of weeks. Hey, Juan, as it relates to evolution, no seats. Okay. In case you were wondering, they now have what is called the United Coalition, the Bahamas Democratic Movement, the Bahamas Constitution Party, the Bahamas Sovereign Movement. Many other independent candidates are going to announce an official merger of parties and individual candidates during an official press conference on today, now. Global Ministries, 48 Bindale, Nassau. So that's happening. By the way, if you're a political party out there and you're willing to come and you are looking to come on the show, you can do that, but let me explain it to you. It is not free. Okay? That's normal times we do it. Election campaign season, you're coming here to campaign, you have to pay. All right? So when you see the PLP and FNM, don't go, oh, you're just doing the PLP and the FNM. No, they're paying. You too have to pay. That's how this works. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hang up and try again.
At least on a hail on this station, you have to pay. 325-4316, 325-4259. Before I get to your other text messages, let me talk about this. Because this is so. Rob Bombs Police Force says, good afternoon, media colleagues. Hold on. We got a call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, how you doing, Juan?
I'm great. How's it going?
Wonderful. It's good to hear your voice. I ain't been on the radio for a while, Juan.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know who blocking me. I don't know if it's the PLP or producer or who, right?
Okay.
And I know that sometimes I have a bias, but I try to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
I'm fine.
But one,
no one's blocking you. I'm not blocking you, certainly.
Well, I say the producer, not you. Tell him don't block me this time, eh?
He says it's not him.
Okay. All right. Because why is it that all the Anton and all them could always get on and then I couldn't get on? That's what I was trying to figure out. But anyway, I understand what happened.
Mm-hmm.
One.
Yes.
I want to thank you for over the years for keeping everything balanced. Honest with the Bahamian people.
You're welcome.
I pray your strength, your protection, you and your family, and I thank God for you, okay?
Thank you, man. I appreciate that very much.
I just want to put that little plug in there. And one, I want to let the country know one thing. God allowed a doctor to be prime minister in a pandemic. Be careful who you put in there. Because whoever you put in there, you can pay a price if you put the wrong person in. God bless.
All right. Thank you, my brother. No? Call us back. 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259. All right. Let's do this. It says, we got another call? That's fine. All right. Let's do the call. I'm not exasperated that we have calls. I just was in the middle of the sentence. I'm glad that you've called. Oh, they didn't call? Okay. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yes, I'd like to get on the show, please.
You're on the air, sir.
Hey, good afternoon, Vaughn. Mm-hmm. Okay, I have a few things to say. Hello?
I'm here. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Mr. Miller. Listen to this. The tricks that Mr. Minnis has pulled on this country, it's so unforgivable. It's so unforgivable, and it's so why the other persons, like persons in charge, do not see the things that Mr. Minnis has done and is continuously doing. You see that snap election?
Uh-huh.
That snap election went on in Jamaica the same way, where the prime minister called a snap election and caught all the other politicians off guard, all the opposition and the independent parties and what's not. That's with the JNP and the PPL and what's not. It's the same kind of situation that Mr. Minnis has going on here. Mr. Minnis said that he doesn't care for the people, the Bahamian people. Mr. Minnis left this country in shambles and called the election, didn't even put anything in place. A contingency plan isn't saying we're going to make outlets of depot outlets for people to sign up for voters registration. He left nothing in the healthcare system, as to say, a practicality to keep our people safe. Mr. Minnis has showed us what type of leader he is, and he should not be allowed to come back in this honorable House of Assembly to represent our Bahamian people. And we need to open our eyes and see that he is not interested in the best interest of the Bahamian people. The Bahamas is at siege for the amount of corruptible and indiscriminate and intolerable. It's so disgusting. Why isn't anybody fighting on the Bahamian people's behalf?
Mm-hmm. I don't know that it's a good comparison with Jamaica. Jamaica's election was called midterm. And the turnout was extremely low. But Jamaican elections usually have low turnout. We usually have very high turnout. Someone tells me, it says 88% turnout last election. That's even low. But still, to get near 90% participation in an election means people are very interested in voting. I wonder what it will be this time. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, good afternoon, Ron. How are you?
I'm great. How's it going?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
All right.
Do you remember the quote or statement, also quote by the incompetent authority, Hubert Minnis, when he said to the former prime minister, Right Honorable Hubert Ingram, you left the Bahamian economy in a wheelchair?
That Hubert Minnis said to Hubert Ingram that he left the economy in a wheelchair?
Human economy in a wheelchair.
He said that to Hubert Ingram or Perry Christ?
No, to Hubert Ingram.
I don't recall that one. Maybe that did happen. I don't recall that. I don't. Where'd he go? What happened? Oh, you say that was Anton? He can call. He ain't banned. He can call. You're not banned, Anton. You can call. We just had a disagreement. It is what it is. People disagree sometimes, and they don't get along, and they don't speak for a while, and then they talk, and they get over it, and it's water under the bridge. For me, it's water under the bridge. All right? You're free to call. What do you name ban, though? Ooh, Dave? Dave. I ain't ban you, Dave. Well, me. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hey, I'm great. How's it going?
Fine, thank you, brother. That last caller, I don't know who he was, but the information that he's trying to get across is that
you break it up. You're breaking up bad.
Yeah, hello, hello.
Yeah, hi. Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mr. Minnis told Perry Christie that he left the economy inside a wheelchair.
Yeah, that's what I'm remembering. I don't remember him saying that about Ingram.
That information was a bit of wrong there. What I'm really, really calling from, the gentleman that called and said it's a good time that God has put a doctor in charge of our country during this pandemic. Well, the pandemic wasn't in 2017, you know. Yes, he is in charge during a pandemic, but to leave it hanging and stuff like that, that's not good. The doctor would handle the situation and bring the situation around and make it complete. He wouldn't call an election, cause all of this panic, and 30,000 people going on a line. Okay, you're bringing people out to mix with other people, and just make the situation worse. What are you trying to do? You know, so he needs to manage that a little bit better, and really, I don't see him as a conflict person and not in conflict. Thanks for letting me share more.
Okay, my brother, that's fine. You're all entitled to your opinions. If you think Minnis is the bee's knees, great. If you think he's like terrible, then that's your opinion. It's up to you. As I said, I'm going to remain neutral over here during the course of this campaign because I want to just assess what's in front of me. All right? In terms of who you should vote for, you figure out who you want to vote for. I'm going to present the information for you. It says, so on election night, will you, Brave Davis, Fred Mitchell, and Guardian editor Candide Ames be sitting by the radio? Will you listen together as the election results come in? I think it's a very good idea, as it's not good for you guys to be alone. You should be together so you can be a comfort and support for each other in your hour of likely disappointment. Yeah, you should be very proud of yourself for completing that text. You sound like an incredibly witty an interesting person people love to be around. Analogies. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
All right, Warren, can I finish what I was saying? I was just started by asking you the question.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Thank you. And just for the record, it was Hubert Minnis saying that to Hubert Ingraham, right? Because Perry Christie never left the economy in a wheelchair. As a matter of fact, one, if one examines the record, everything of national interest over the last 10 years of administration that has taken place had happened on the watch of the Right Honorable Perry Gladstone Christie. You take his 2012 to 17 administration away, then we wouldn't have no Bahama, we wouldn't have any point, we wouldn't have the airspace agreement, we wouldn't have what we accomplished with the judiciary, we wouldn't have what we accomplished with the University of the Bahamas, we wouldn't have the NHI, we wouldn't have the BAMC, one, we wouldn't have a lot of the hotel projects that have given this country the little stability that it does have, a lot of the advancements, the tens of thousands of Bahamians in this country. You take away Perry Christie's 2012 to 17 administration, and you wouldn't want to see the mess that this country would truly be in after the lousy, incompetent, inefficient performance by Hubert Minnis, the incompetent authority, and his incompetent cabinet. They have done nothing of any national significance. Are you still there, Warren?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
They haven't done anything of any national significance to benefit the among scores of Bahamians, judge less, to benefit the majority of Bahamians. All they have done, Warren, is live off of the policies and live off the legislative agenda and live off the accomplishments of Perry Christie and his deputy, the Honorable Philip Brave Davis administration. Mm-hmm. They have done nothing of significance. And I tell you this, one, as I started, when I said he told his former leader, it was a slap to his face, but he said it nonetheless, you left the economy in a wheelchair and now your era is over. He's now leaving the economy in worse than a wheelchair status. This economy won, guaranteed. Mark my words, you watch it. When Philip Brave will take over government, 16th of September 2021, they will have to borrow at least $800 to $900 million to reflect what the real budget should have been 2020-2021. Thank you for the opportunity.
Okay, thanks, buddy. Well, I'm going to help you out with that, too. So, anyway, let's let me not do that at this particular moment. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Juan, how are you this evening?
I'm great. How's it going?
I'm fine, thanks. Listen, I have a prediction for you. I predict that Hubert Alexander Minnis will lose the seat in the Killarney constituency. Well, 2 points. what he did to Hubert Ingham and Perry Christie when they asked him to help during Dorian, that's going to come back to bite him. You got to remember now, there are two former prime ministers with a lot of influence in that constituency also, and they also live in that constituency. And tell me this one. Mm-hmm. I would like for someone to answer this for me. What has Hubert Minnis done so significantly in the Killarney constituency in the last 15 years that we can brag and boast about? There's a roundabout or intersection there at Blake Road and Orange Hill Road that it seems like it can't finish almost 6 months down the road.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know what that is. What is that supposed to do?
That's even not. I don't even think it's a roundabout. But it's been over 6 months and it can't be completed. What has he done so significantly in the Killarney constituency that the people could decide to vote for him, other than fixing the infrastructure in the Orange Hill Road and repaving a couple of streets? Anything else you could name about in that constituency that he has done significantly during his whole 10 to 15 years, sir?
I don't live in Killarney, so I don't know. If you're asking me, it's just a Bahamian observer going through there.
You can come up with something on one of the other shows that you'll bring forward later on down, okay?
Yeah, I will. Thanks a lot. I mean, from what I hear, he's a very well-organized MP. Dr. Minnis, I'm not going to take that away from him. All right? And they do, in the constituency, people seem to be pleased. We will know for sure come September 16th. Good day, since we likely won't get online voting. Do you think it would be best to get electronic voting machines, which should be easier to clean and sanitize? I agree, but I don't think it's going to happen in the time. This could be used similarly to the immigration machines at the airport that used to work. Thanks. And it says, why didn't you correct Anton when he said this administration did nothing to benefit the lives of Bahamians? I mean, that's his opinion. I'm going to let him go with it. I'm not going to stop him mid-sentence. He's given his opinion to correct him. We got to go to a break, don't we? No? We already went to the break. No, we went to the break. So we don't have to go to a break. We still got to go to a break. Let me take this call. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, Dwarf.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm all right. You know, Anton talked about the things that the DLP did, right? What he said with Bounty getting able and create a banana farm. All right. So that's one. And then he talked about NHI. NHI couldn't buy vaccine for us. Couldn't buy tests. You see, they bought NHI without a tax. I don't know where the money's coming from. They just VAC was supposed to pay for
that.
So didn't do that for the poor people. He did the training center, right? Low-paying jobs. A senator to train people to do low-paying jobs. They wouldn't do a livable wage legislation and the like. And they could talk about the sports tourism thing. Come on now. Bahamians could go, we could get gold medals in Olympics, right? But we don't have the fortitude to do our own construction, to do the physical work. We can't take this on like the Haitians or the Jamaicans. You understand? We don't have the physical attributes of them. So what does it profit us having a gold medal and Bahamians are still lazy? They can't take the pressure.
I don't understand the correlation. I can't take this. We got to take a break, right? Let's take a break.
Many people wonder, what makes Boost Academy unique? Maybe it's our 8-to-1 student-staff ratio, individuality, our focus on numeracy, literacy, and creating better citizens by sharpening students' critical thinking skills. One of our many talented teachers, program facilitators, and mentors. Or just maybe it is our commitment to taking full responsibility for your child's education, no hidden fees or costs. Regardless of what it is, let us help your child reach their full potential. Boost Academy is currently enrolling students of grades 4 through 12. Visit www.boostbahamas.com to apply now.
The PLP is hosting an economic summit where financial experts and business leaders share ideas and plans for transforming the Bahamian economy. Speakers will discuss the PLP's economic plan, a new blueprint to create a Bahamian economy that works for everyone. Discussions include opportunities in high tech, renewable energy, and training for entrepreneurs. Go to PLPEconomicSummit.com and learn how you can be part of a new Bahamian economy.
This has been a paid political announcement.
The temperature is rising, the beach is calling, and the bills are piling up. You need relief.
Let BOB make your summer as sweet as Eleuthera's finest pineapples with the lowest consumer loan rates in the country. Consolidate debt to reduce your monthly payments, secure funds for school fees and home repairs, or save big by switching to a BOB mortgage. Sweet relief is here. Apply today at BOB, your bank of solutions. Terms and conditions apply.
It's a hot primo summer, and Marco's Pizza is bringing you the heat all summer long with our fresh dough, three cheeses, and signature sauce. Enjoy our sizzling summer deal that includes one large shoe-topping pizza, 1 liter Coke product, and a free cheesy bread. Yes, you heard it correctly. It's free, all just for $21. Have a primo summer at one of our Marco's stores today. Every store, every day, the Italian way.
Afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to the Revolution. Guardian Radio, I'm on McCartney. This is... Okay, someone sent me something on Minutes. He said, when we left office, we were faced with the worst recession. We left the Bahamian economy in a wheelchair, mobile, yet breathing. Within 1 year of the PLP coming to office, the Bahamas and the Bahamian economy are bedridden. The budget places the economy on respirators. Okay, well, that's good for context, actually. Yeah. I got you. That's good. That's good for context. So he's saying that the economy was dealt a serious blow, and when they left office, the economy was resuscitated and in a wheelchair and on the mend, but Christie those took the patient and didn't take care of it, and now the economy was bedridden, according to him. All right. It says NHI had 50 million 2 years back to back, over 100 doctors. It was on every island, plus electronic health record system throughout the whole country. Yeah, NHI was in. It was a good start. My issue was the funding. If the PLP wins the next election, you know Anton will replace you as the host of Revolution. Hey. If that's... This one's want me to ban Anton. No, he can call in. Just like Anton can give his opinion on the political state of things, he can. Anyone else can call in and give their opinion or correct. They could correct him if they know what it is. Yeah, he did say they left the economy in a wheelchair. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, let me do this before I may talk more about this tomorrow, but I have to say this. I know there are a lot of your text messages here, but I got to say this before I leave, right? So let me see if I can find it again. Okay, this is Brabant's Police Force says, good morning, Auction Investigations Unit will place before the courts a 40-year-old male of New Providence for stealing and damage. This is in connection to a complaint where a number of campaign posters were taken down in Yellow Elder Gardens. Media coverage will be appreciated. So, listen, man. Ain't nobody interested in no poppy show about taking nobody to court for no campaign posters but stealing and damage. That don't even make any sense, all right? In the Bahamas, we have a history of nonviolent elections where there's a peaceful transition of power. Your focus should be on making sure that the election is conducted safely and smoothly, right? Locking up people about campaign posters, because I'll be real with you, I want to tear some down myself, though I won't, because y'all locking folk up, apparently. That's not a legitimate thing to go, and you're saying Yellow Elder, which is in Mount Moriah, so people are going to think, well, was he tearing down F&M posters? Or it was F&M posters? Two F&M posters. He's tearing down both. Oh, okay. Well, then they can't put that on Marvin, I guess. But, you know, come on. Y'all just gonna throw them in the trash and go clog up the landfill after the election It ain't like y'all can keep them. Like, it's y'all personal property. This is only F&M posers. Oh, well, then I guess they will put that on. He's only doing the F&M. Are you watching today? I hate to laugh because the guy's locked up, but it's silly. All right? It is not a good use of police resources at all, and it's a silly look, too. You can give him a charge? I mean, I guess if you say give him a ticket, but y'all are literally going to throw those things away after the election. Are y'all going to keep them? Is there a secret storage house with election posters from 1967 till today? Y'all going to throw them in the trash, right? Y'all going to burn them, right? But yet, go lock up this man for tearing some down. Want if political parties have to pay to come on air, will you give them softball questions? No. No, that's not going to be the case. That's not going to be the case. But you got to pay. All right? We got you free airtime for your political advertisement. You got to pay. And that's fine. And they understand that. Juan, will there be any expert panelists brought on to predict the election outcomes? I'm not clear what we're doing on Guardian Radio. More than likely, we will simulcast with our TV partners. But yeah, they'll have people on. Juan, God used a carpenter and a virgin to bring forth a savior. He used a little boy and his lunch to feed 5,000, and he used an enemy to bring help in the story of the Good Samaritan. He does not need a doctor during a pandemic. He can use anybody to bring relief to his people. Juan, just throwing it out there, wind is forecast at 35 miles per hour tomorrow. I hope these politicians send out the cleanup crew on Thursday to pick up the sign garbage all over the street. Don't lock up Mother Nature if the signs blow down. Exactly. Who are you going to lock up then? When the wind blow all the signs down. Y'all are just going to throw them in the trash. Why are you acting like there's some sacred thing that people shouldn't? I don't get it. Ask that caller, what did Davis do in Cat Island instead of worrying about menace in Killarney? Good afternoon, Juan. For those in quarantine, can they buy through voting at the sports center? If a solution is not found, they will still stand in line to vote with everyone else, which will increase the spread. I'd have to think about that one. That may be viable. I don't know if that may be viable. I'll have to think about that. Since the public needs to be educated about the voting process, there are many first-time voters who need it. Yep, and we're going to do some of that too. Not a problem. All right, I can't get to all your texts. I'm sorry. We got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow. God spare life. I believe we'll be talking for a bit with Alfred Sears tomorrow at some point. I believe. Take care out there. Have a great day, Bombers.